Amrit Park.
Hi, Amrit.
Hi, how are you?
Good, you?
I'm good.
Hi, who else is here?
Hi,
Guduratma.
Hi, Guduratma.
Yes.
California or Tennessee?
Hello, this is Harnal.
Hey, Harnal.
Hi, my name is Gardner.
Yurian.
Vietnam.
Satnam,
this is Drew Sondre.
Car in Texas.
Oh, good. What fun.
Hi, my name is Jagger, and I'm calling from California.
Welcome, dear.
Thank you.
Yes. God bless you all.
I have a question. I've been doing my sadhana from quite a while now, but I still miss the connection, and I want to get connected to the light and vibration of Lord, and I don't have a living guru. I started following Yogi Bhajan to one of my friends, so I'm kind of really confused. I don't know how to go about it.
Okay, well, we'll see how Bhagavad Siddhi Chand addresses that, or if he addresses that. But I want to say, if he does not address that, you can also call for a session. Did you see that on my website? Call for a Bhagavad Siddhi Chand session. Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay, so welcome, everybody. We are going to tune in now. So sit straight. Breathe. Palms together at the center of the chest. Long deep breath from the belly through the nose. Allow yourself to relax. Relax. And inhale. And breathe. Long deep breath. And now as you breathe, begin to do heart breath. That means you're still breathing through the nose, but you feel like the energy, or you feel like the breath is coming out of your heart on the exhale. Feel your heart energy. Feel it. Let it move the energy in your heart. And now, allow that energy from your heart to connect with every other person on this call right now, and also everyone who is hearing the recording. Breathe. Thank you. feel the connection. Pure and light. Kind. And inhale. And exhale. Did you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. Now, I just want to say one thing before we get started. As you know, we can hear every single background noise from every single telephone. So it sounds as though somebody is walking around and doing stuff. Well, anybody who has background noise, will you please press the star and number 6? And then later on, if you need to talk, you can just press star and 6 again. And you can, then you can talk. But the star 6 the first time mutes you and all your background noise. Okay? Good. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so Bubba City Dungeon's here and he's so energetic. It's like he's been doing his yoga very energetically and he's bright and shining and he's here for us. He is reminding us to do our yoga in all the different forms. He says energetically, he says it's very important for your body. Of course, he's the epitome of yogi. Why wouldn't he be giving up? I don't know. It sounds like sales talk for yoga. What is the reality of it? The reality of the yoga. He says it's very important to get your whole muscular system involved, your whole breath, your whole lymphatic system, your blood. He says move everything. He says so that he can jump in there. Once you get all of those fluids, all of those things moving in your body, then his light can jump in and move with it. He said if we stay stagnant, he says it's much harder for him, the light, the higher consciousness, to move through your system. So, of course, most of us here do Kundalini Yoga, which is associated with mantra and breath. He says, oh, that's pure, that's cool. He doesn't say cool, but it's something like that. He says that's how could it? I don't know. The words come up, cat's meow, the bee's knees, but it's the best. Okay? Okay, so now, he's asking you actually to move into your pleasure. Now, your pleasure is not actually what most of us think it is. Most of us think, okay, my pleasure is an ice cream sundae. Okay, my pleasure is going bowling on a Sunday afternoon, and so on. He says, actually, your pleasure goes far beyond that. He's asking you to move into the pure experience of pleasure. He says that is not caused by anything, and that does not cause anything. He says the pure experience of pleasure. He says so often, especially, I often say this Western culture, but I'm going to call it mechanized culture because people even in the East say, oh, we have this problem too. When we get too, I mean, our culture says there's a cause and effect. If I'm doing something that feels good, then I have pleasure. If I do something that feels bad, then I feel bad. He says, this is a condition. He wants you to be very, very clear that what he's asking you to do is to go into the condition of pleasure. Okay? It's not caused by anything and does not cause anything. It simply flows. He says, and this is where you must live. He says, all that other stuff, I want happiness, I need this, I need that. He says, that's junk. He says, what you really want is this condition. And when you're in this condition of pleasure or happiness or contentment or satisfaction, then you can see clearly and your life can flow. If you don't do this, if you expect on things, events, people's interactions with you, goods, and so on, to give you this state, it will never work. Or it might work for a little bit, but it will not keep you in a state of happiness or in a state of pleasure. Do you understand that? Okay, so now he's asking you please to sit straight. Sit straight. And begin long, deep breathing. Long, deep breathing. Eyes up at the third eye point. Eyelids are closed, looking at the third eye point. And what this does, what the breathing does, is get your energy going. Again, getting your energy going is a method of yogic practice, just like he was talking about our bodies to us. He says, and open to the breath, open to it. Feel the breath go in every morsel of tissue, he says. Feel it moving through you. And now he's saying, while you do this, open your eyes and be alert. This is a new one on me. Open your eyes and be alert while you do this long, deep breathing. He wants you to know that this is not a dream state, that this is a reality state that you can carry on in your everyday life. Okay. So your attention is still at the third eye point, but your eyes are open. You're doing it consciously. Being aware, doing this long, deep breath, not being distracted by thoughts here, there, everywhere. And as you do this, let your heart relax. Relax into this pleasure. Let your heart relax into the pleasure. This is brought about by the movement, the light breeze of your long, deep breath. Let your heart relax into this pleasure. And if any stuck things come up, you just simply use your breath, consciously use your breath, and allow it to make its way through the block so that the block can dissolve. Go into that feeling. It's a feeling of lightheartedness. It's not being numb or dumb or Pollyanna. It's just in the total experience of contentment and satisfaction. Letting all other fears, annoyances, but what ifs, let them drop. Let them drop. Keep doing this from your heart. And simultaneously do the same with your belly. This is where your power and your emotions reside. Allow it to relax. The key is to relax. Let go of all hatreds, judgments. Just let them go. Knowing that they only bring up resistance to this pleasure. But you say, but there's a reality of it. But he says you cannot see the reality of it when you are looking at it with the eyeglasses of whatever your block is, the hate, the judgment, the fear. So take off those eyeglasses that are tinted. and just go into the pleasure state, the satisfaction, the contentment. So now you are continuing one deep breath. Simultaneously, the heart and the belly are relaxing into this condition of contentment. And now, still doing that, in those two places, he says, now add the third place, which is your third eye. Attention is at the third eye. And you let it relax. Let it open. Let the power run through it. The power of contentment, satisfaction. As you do that, that's where knowing resides. And by letting go of all those other short-sightedness of hurt, anger, fear, things are not going my way, I need this amount of money to make me secure and happy. Way beyond that. Drop those. Drop those. They will only keep you short-sighted. Drop those. And go into the condition of satisfaction. Of being satisfied, of being content. Good. Now you have this operating on three different levels simultaneously. Allow them to balance. And as they balance, allow your spine to feel this breath. Let it become a conduit. Feel the connection of the belly to the spine, heart to the spine, third eye to the kundalini as it comes up. And open up. Feel the beauty of it. You don't need to drag around all that dead stuff. You don't need to drag it around. It only tells you untruth. Be in the state of satisfaction, contentment, pleasure. Feeling the light that moves through you. Is that all consciousness? Delight. It's nectar. Yummy. Delightful. You are being nourished by it. This is your source. Good. Keep it up. And now let this amazing light coming up your spine, let it explode out the top of your head like a beautiful fountain. Just keep up the breath. Understand that this is who you are. This is the reality of you. This is your perfection. Perfection is not fitting in a little box. He says, jump out of your box. He says, allow yourself to be who you are. And he says, when you view your life from this condition, from this condition of satisfaction, of knowing, he says, the heartbreak drops away. The reality of love appears. Kindness appears. He says, as you are in this condition, or as you ask me, as you ask me to help you, as you ask me to, as you allow yourself to be in this condition and be with me, he says, then we can make your life magic. He said, if you hang on to the old worries, he says, I can't get in there. It's like putting a spell on your own self. He says, but I'm here for you. And it's kind of like he's holding everybody in his lap. If you've ever been to New Mexico and you see these little pottery statues, so the storyteller is usually a woman, and she has all these little children sitting all over her. That's the image that he's giving of him and his relationship with you now. So dear. So now, continuing in that feeling, in that state of pleasure, your eyes are open. You inhale. And exhale. Good. And you're here. And now this is how you can go through your day. He says, not only this day, he says, don't forget, it's days after days, he said, and we will have a good time. He says, then we can dance. He's doing his happy dance again. Oh, it's so cute. And he says, we can be happy. He says, if you go back into that other stuff, he says, you let go of my hand. I lose you. He says, that's the real heartbreak. Okay. So now, did anybody have any experience of that they would like to share? Don't be shy.
Just a lot of peace.
A lot of heat?
Peace.
Peace. Good. Good. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
I had a hard time breathing. I don't know why.
Are you used to doing long, deep breathing?
Yes, but I experience breathing, like hard breathing.
Is it because of a physical problem or because of an energetic problem, do you think?
No, it's not physical.
Okay. So we'll just ask him about this. He says, keep up. He says, is there a particular place where your breath quits? Where it stops?
Yeah, it's in the heart.
Okay, dear. Lots of heart breath. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of heart breath. He says, mm-hmm. It's magic. Just watch and see what happens. Do it and watch to see what happens. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Anybody else want to share experience?
The energy felt like when you're a small child
mm-hmm.
and you go to... you know, your calm place without thinking about it. You're already there. So.
That's right. Isn't that wonderful that children can do that? Of course, we bring our stuff with us, but children know how to do this much more easily. Then we learn it's important to be stressed. He says,
mm-hmm.
yes. He says, I love the little children.
And I have a question.
Oh. Yes.
I wanted to ask, when I was doing, going through the exercise, I experienced a similar experience, or that my pleasure place was, the experience that I have when I've done Satnam Rasayan, when they ask you to go to Shunya.
You are right, dear. You are absolutely right.
And my only question is that usually when I haven't done that number sign lately, but they usually tell us that we need to be grounded. And so I'm wondering how we would go throughout our days, kind of residing in a state of shunya while just, you know, living our everyday lives, because it seems like a really, I don't know, just from my past experience, I would have to question how I could do that practically.
Okay. Well, first of all, Would you explain to people what shunya means?
Stillness mm-hmm. and going to a state of zero. Where?
Right.
It's balancing.
Pure neutrality, not numbness.
Pure
neutrality, absolute potential. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do you remember at the beginning where he said keep your eyes open and be alert?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you do that? Did you get to
experience? Yes, but it was a challenge.
It was a challenge.
I still felt like I was kind of, like you said, it's funny. Well, of course, I'm sure you knew, but I kind of felt like I was drifting into like a dream state,
Exactly. So what he's asking you to do is to hold the energy or the attention of Earth and heaven together. I'm not talking literally heaven in mm-hmm. a religious sense, but I'm talking about that deep meditative state. Yogi Bhajan always used to talk about having meditative mind throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about. So try that. Try this this meditation, and maybe even try some other meditations where you keep your eyes open so
okay.
that your eyes are open and alert, and yet at the same time you are using this breath, this movement of energy, or mantra, and being in the state of neutrality, pure neutrality. See what happens. Experiment. And then put it on our community site. Please.
Okay.
It is just the most wonderful thing to see people's experiences. You know, miracles are happening to people. To share them with all of us, you can go there at soulanswer.ning, N-I-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Totally fun. Good question. Anybody else?
For me, when the eyes are open, it's easier if you're out and you look at a tree. Right now I'm looking through a window at a tree, and you can feel the shift happening, you know, the grounding.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able, it's easier to hold, you know, the two together, you know, heaven
mm-hmm.
and earth,
mm-hmm.
by looking at a tree, and then you can move out.
Wonderful suggestion. Wonderful suggestion. Good. So use that. Actually, I am looking out at this beautiful field and hills out here that have
mm-hmm.
snow on them, and that helps me ground and be in that state. And he says, I'm with you wherever. He says, I'm on a crowded subway with you. I am in that pushing and shoving. He says, I am sitting by a creek with you. He says, I am with you when you are being pressured for deadlines. He says, don't forget that. He says, you go into this place of knowing, pleasure, participating, being. And he says, I am with you. And he says, even in that place of being pressured, he says, if you do that, we can take care of those deadlines much easier, he says. No stress. Okay? My God, think of Baba Siddhi Chand as a businessman. Oh, jeez. He's right there with us in every facet. Okay, dears. Well, it's been a pleasure to be with you. Oh, Baba Siddhi Chand is breaking in to give you a huge hug and a huge smack of a kiss, a big, wet, smacky kiss like a kid would give you. He says he loves you so much, you just can't imagine. He says, we'll meet. He says, let's meet in this place of pleasure, he says. Okay. God bless you all. Sat Nam, love you. Oh, wait a minute. One more thing. If you want a personal session with him, he says, oh, yes, I like these. Personal session with him, you can go to the page on my website, soulanswer.com, and look in the left column, and you will see something about Baba Siddhi Chand healing. Go to that page, and it will tell you all how to sign up for it. He says he's been having a good time with a lot of people, and so he invites you. Okay. God bless you, dears.
Thank you. Sanam.
Sanam. Talk to you next week.
Sanam.